tell that God moved this morning in a very, 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 very powerful, way. Let us pray for the service. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your glory, your power. Thank God for your awesomeness. Thank God, keep us in perfect peace. Have thy way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Doxology, praise God, from whom all blessings flow.
Praise God, from whom
loud as the rolling sea.
seated after the choir selection. At this time, Brother Brown, pray.
Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this day that's never been seen before. So we thank you for giving us the health and strength and giving us the good sense to come to church.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we ask that you will forgive us of all of our sins, that we realize that our works are filthy rags,
yes,
that we are not worthy to even come into your house of prayer. But for some reason, Father, you gave us another chance. You gave us another opportunity. You gave us another turn of life, and we thank you for it. We realize that there were many who laid down and could not get up this morning. As a matter of fact, Father, I received some more news back home that another cousin had passed away. And so, Father, we ask that you will bless the bereaved family, not only my family, but all who are represented here this morning. We realize that this world is temporary, and we are just strangers wandering through this barren land. So, Father, we ask that you would just continue to bless us. And we ask that you would bless this church. We bless the purpose that we are here for. Bless the community. Keep a hedge of protection around us at all times. We thank you, Father, and we can't do it without you. So we ask that you will bless this service, and particularly we ask that you will bless this leader. And we, Father, we ask that you will give us some of the energy that he's got, and that this thing may be contagious. So we thank you, Father, that somebody might look up and see, what must I do to be saved? So we ask that you will bless these services, bless all the souls that are here represented, in as well as the families that they represent. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Been so good.
We got something for you. We're going to talk about diet. All right. Okay. So y'all tune in for tomorrow night. You won't be disappointed. I hope not. All right. Hope God used me in a mighty way. And, of course, GED classes Tuesday, Wednesday. You see Bible study and all that good stuff. And Saturday at 9 o'clock, those are Troy District Conference. Those are Troy District Conference at Greater St. Matthew AME Church in Brantley. Presiding Elder Marshall and Pastor White invite all members to attend. Right. You know that the YPD was in Prattville yesterday, supported by Pastor White and his wife, and they're so thankful for them going and sharing in the Leadership Training Institute. Amen. Divine Nine program today at 2 o'clock. At 2 o'clock right here at Judge Chapel. Come on back. Leave after church today. Go and get you something to snack on. And come on back at 2 o'clock for the Divine Nine services. For more information, you may see Dr. Stafford Thompson. All right. And then on page four, they're trying to make sure we keep your heart in check. Keep your heart in check. Read that little flyer right there on page four about your heart. How to keep your heart healthy. All right. Good stuff there. Thank you, our health ministry. Don't forget March the 4th is our bishop's, Bishop McAllister's birthday, March the 4th. Right, keep that in mind. And then also, Pastor Lee mentioned this on Wednesday, March the 5th, Ash Wednesday. Pastor White will be preaching at Greater St. Paul AME Church in Troy. And he's asking the John's Chapel Mass Choir to accompany him. And of course, you all know about our gospel concert, March the 15th. And also, don't forget your seafood dinner and your salad. Information on page 5. So please get your orders early. Get them in early, all right? Get them in early. And all this is support of our concerts. All right. Now we want to turn now to our birthdays for this week. The list is kind of long. So at this time, we'll recognize those who are celebrating birthday this week. We're going to say happy birthday on February the 22nd. That was yesterday, okay? Andrew Purcell. And then on February the 24th, Tate Britt, our daughter, okay? And then also February 24th, Reverend Willis N. Huggins, Jr. And February the 27th, Brother Franklin D. Simmons. And then on the 20th to 27th, Sister Yor Edwards. I don't know about 27. Also on the 27th, Shantasia Smith Ray. And lastly on the 27th, Sister Shakita Hatcher. And then on February 28th, Brother Edward M. Brown Jr. The one that sung at Doxology this morning. And then lastly, it's not printed in your book, bulletin, so write this one in, all right? I got your pencils. We're going to celebrate a birthday on February the 29th. Zamara Nicole Hunter, all right? All right. Turning 1 year old. Here she is down front right here, looking for Zakara. Yeah. So put that in your bulletin, all right? Thank you. So these are our birthdays. Anybody else I missed? Anybody's birthday this week that we missed? All right, got them all. Good job. All right, this time we're going to sing Happy Birthday, led by our pastor, without any music. Amen.
Oh, Lord. Come on, let us stand. Let us stand.
We got it.
Yeah, y'all ready, brother? You got to help me. Y'all ready? Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Do, 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 do. Happy birthday. To you. Happy birthday.
preaching is. I'm gonna sit down and let God say this. What preaching is. Preaching is. What preaching is. I'm gonna tell y'all what he said preaching is. This is what he said. Preaching the word of God Sunday after Sunday after Sunday. Preaching the word of God what you don't want to hear until you want to hear it. Let that soak in for a minute, all right?
Amen. Thank you, Brother Rick. Amen. Come on, y'all. Let's give him another hand of praise. Thank you, Brother Rick, for our announcement this morning. Yes, ma'am. Come on.
Good morning, Josh Chapman.
Good morning.
I know Mr. Ricky briefly mentioned about the gospel singing that is coming up. We are fast approaching our fourth annual spring gospel singing. So my sister's supposed to be down here making this appeal, but she's up top this morning. So we're asking our church family to show your support, purchase a ticket or two, maybe three. They are $20. We're also asking that you support us with the salad fundraiser, which is that Friday. Salads are $15. The seafood. The seafood plates are $28. And please pre-order, because pre-orders will be fixed first. And so we ask that you support us. Also, anybody that want to come out and help on that Saturday, which is March the 15th, in the concession area, just your presence will be great, because it is going to be a hallelujah good time. Thank you. Amen. And you can see me or Nikki after church.
Amen. Get your tickets. Amen. You get tickets this morning. See Sister Lorene and Nikki. They have tickets available this morning for us to be able to purchase. Thank you all. Thank you all. All right. We're so excited. Amen. I'm so excited. That's what I'm gonna say. All right, good. Good. Good to see you all this morning. We're so thankful and grateful again for you all praying with us, that God will continue to smile upon our church. Again, John Shepherd, let's continue to press forward. We are doing an outstanding, fantastic, superb, awesome, amazing job here in the city of Enterprise, Alabama. And I am so thankful that I am your pastor. Amen. Amen. I am one proud pastor here in the state of Alabama to be able to see our church grow and thrive for kingdom building. My heart was filled with joy this morning to hear the men sing that opening song, and they nailed it, right? Lift every voice and sing. Now go back 7 years ago. Oh, we struggled, you know, as a church family with that song. And we nailed it together. Lord have mercy. That's a tough song. That song is hard to sing. And the men were able to love it. And I'm so proud of you all with your music. And you all were reading and singing at the same time. You see that? And thank God for you all being there to blend in with them while we were able to sing, lift every voice, and sing. Immediately after service, we'll prepare for a 2 o'clock service. Divine Nine, they're coming. Presiding Elder will be our preacher. Presiding Elder William Marshall will be our preacher. So we're going to have an hour of power. So we need all our members to go and take a quick reset break. And come on by. Come on by to church. The baby don't love all day. She sure did, didn't she? Okay, was she okay? All right. Okay. Good. All right, so we get our TVs ready. So thank you, thank you, thank you. So make sure we're able to get a ticket. Let's get, I think we said about 3 or 5 tickets. Yeah, all the church, we can get 5 tickets. Stewards, trustees, let's try to get 5 tickets. If not, no less than 3. We can get 3 tickets. They were $60 for our church, and it helps. It helps us to get ready for our last half of the budget, and it helps us to take care of a lot of things here in our church. So the giving is right on time. So thank you, thank you, thank you. The seafood is delicious. So let's make sure we purchase a plate with our seafood and so on. All right, anything else? Thank you all for yesterday. WMS President, thank you for attending. Man, along with your team, they were there. Thank you, YPDs, amen. Along with Sister Nick and her team, you all were there, and our members, you all were there. And I'm so thankful and grateful. We traveled to Prattville, Alabama yesterday. We had a wonderful time doing our LTI in Prattville at Ward Chapel Hill Church. And some of our members also went with Sister Nichols to Montgomery. Amen. Had a wonderful trip there. And some of the members stayed here with the Sunday Island in Prattville. Amen. And some stayed for the step show. Lord have mercy. We had about five different things going on. But we nailed all five. Amen. Amen. All right. So let's prepare ourselves now. Let's prepare ourselves now. Dr. Thompson, you have a word before we go into our offering? After service, we're preparing for our divine nine. We also have our birthday celebration. This is the last Sunday in the month of February. So we're celebrating our birthdays in the fellowship hall. So we have our cake, amen, and all those different things available. So after service, if you go in the fellowship hall, have a quick little break, get you some cupcakes, some juice, some chips, and some cookies. So we're preparing for that. So we're asking our birthday celebration January. We've got to put a catch up. You know, January, you celebrate birthday in January. You're waiting on your offering for the month of January. February, this is our month. So we need to give extra. February, March coming up. March. The people in March, you celebrate birthday in March. Make sure you're able to give. Our birthday celebration costs us about $45 to $50, okay? A month, you know, so you want to give, about $45 to $50, with your cake, your juice, and everything, okay? All right, y'all smile, good, Sister Wendy, how are you? There you go, smile, thank you, good, so we'll be prepared for that. All right, so any more announcements, anyone coming but I'm missing? That's it, all right, let's repeat off of me, when I tithe, I acknowledge God as my source, my supplier, and my sustainer. When I tithe, I acknowledge God as my source, my supplier, and my sustainer. When I tithe, I acknowledge God as my source, my supplier, and my sustainer. Come on, let us stand over the church while the choir give us some marching music. Let us come around and give, and let us give not grudgingly nor in a session, for God loves a cheerful giver.
Whoa, come along, come along.
Come along.
Amen. We had been promising Sister Betty when us to sing this song. You sung my song in a long time. We're gonna sing a little bit of this, and we're gonna get y'all to join us at the end, and we're gonna see if we can usher in a good word. Amen.
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 name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for your glory. We thank you, God, for your power. We thank you, God, for your presence. And I thought we'd just pray that that would continue to move in a very powerful way. Have thine way this morning. We give you the glory. We give you all the honor and the praises. In Jesus' name we pray. Let our hearts say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Come on and give God your best praise this morning. Amen. Amen. God is still worthy to be praised. And he's worthy of our praise. Amen. Thank God for our men this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Romans, the 12th chapter, 15th verse. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceit. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lies in you, live peacefully with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourself, but rather give place unto wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Therefore, if thy enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Amen. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Quickly using for the subject this morning. Look at God. Amen. Thank you, baby. Amen. Simple topic. Look at God. Look at God. All right. Footnotes. Quickly. Establish evidence. Effectiveness. Yeah, we'll do it three E's today. This morning, establish effectiveness, evidence effectiveness. All right, church flow, our topic, look at God. 3 points. Point number one, establish evidence effectiveness. Us, maybe see if they us serve.
Look to your neighbor, to your left, and say, neighbor, my good neighbor, look at God. Look at your neighbor to your right and say, neighbor, my sure enough good neighbor, look at God. Amen. When we look at our history through the lens of faith, we can truly make the proclamation this morning. Look at God. When we, as Ebony Hugh, as African American, look at our history through the lens of faith, we can pause this morning with a clear conscience and a clear heart and make this profound proclamation, look at God. We see how God has been at work in our struggles. As we look at our history as African Americans, as Ebony Hugh, as black folk, we see how God has been at work in the midst of our struggles, in the midst of our victories, in the midst of our setbacks. When we look at our history through the lens of faith, we can truly make the declaration, look at God. That's why we love Black history, not just for 1 month, but 365 days, 24/7, because it allows us as people to reflect, recall, and remember what the Lord has already done for us. And whenever we rehearse and revisit all the good things that God has done, and because we got good consecrated sins, we pause early this morning here at John's Chapel, African American Episcopal Church, making the proclamation early this morning, look at God. When we read about Frederick Douglass, Sojourner Truth, Rosa Parks, all of those, the civil rights movement, how God was able to navigate us through some tough times, some difficult situations, how God was able to bless us and take us from the cotton sites and place us in the White House. We can't help but pause and say, look at God. Nobody but the Lord has blessed us down through the years. And I'm grateful this morning, understanding that the Lord, who fought for us on behalf of our ancestors, is still the same God who's fighting for us right now. Amen. Amen, Lice. What a wonderful God we serve. He's a God of justice, a God of love, and a God of faith. In our text this morning, Paul is trying to help the believers to understand their relationship with God. That's why he said, rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that do weep. Be of the same mind one to another. Mind not how things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceit. Point number one this morning is establishment, or to establish. Paul now saying, rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them who weep.
environment that's healthy for growth. He's trying to get them to see, in order to have a real dialogue, the environment has to be healthy. In other words, you got to have common ground in order to have real change. Whenever you're sitting at the table of discussion, whenever you're trying to fix a situation, somebody at the table got to have good consecrated sense. In order for us to come up with some real resolutions so that we can be practical when we exit from the discussion. So Paul telling the church in the text, he's saying, rejoice when it's time to rejoice. Weep when it's time to weep. In other words, because you know the Lord, you ought to feel the pain and you ought to feel the hurt that some people are going through within your community, within your city, as well as within your church. Paul trying to show the church how to be the church. In other words, when one hurt, you all hurt. When one rejoice, we all rejoice. He's trying to get the church to set the example for the world. Not the world trying to control the church, but the church trying to control the world. Don't y'all miss a shout cue. He's trying to show us in the text how vital it is for us to continue to wag the tail and not let the tail wag the dog. You got to understand in the text, you got to establish the environment that you are in order to shift for real change. That's why it's very critical to know how God was with our leaders when they went through what they went through. Because they had established and developed a close walk with God. So Paul said, be of the same mind one towards another. So Paul said, if you are saved, you have the mind of Christ in you. And the mind of Christ is designed to bring justice and not injustice. How can you say that you are a Christian and you're hurting people? He's saying in the text, how can you say you're a believer and here you are trying to undermine and trying to belittle and trying to pull down folk and trying to, amen, destroy what God has already established down through the years. So Paul's saying in the text, you got to have the same mind towards one another. And that mind is not your mind nor my mind, it's Christ's mind. And whenever you have the mind of Christ within you, it's more of God, less of you. Y'all about to miss your shot cue. You see what's going on in the world? You got to have the mind of Christ, not just on Sunday morning, but from Sunday to Sunday. And whenever I read my Bible, the Bible shows me the mind of Christ, how Christ was there to lift people up and not pull people down, how Christ was there to, amen, to be a liberator and not a person to hold people in bondage. Oh, church of the living God, we got to exercise the things of God. We got to exercise the attributes of Christ. That's why Paul said in the text, if you have the mind of Christ, you won't hate on your neighbor. You'll love your neighbor. If you have the mind of Christ, you'll be there to help somebody along the way. That's why our grandmothers, when they had that establishment with God, used to sing the song of all, swing low, sweet chariot, coming to carry me home. When you have a relationship with God, you're able to sing those songs of praise like, it's over my head, it's over my head. It sounds like music in the air. There has got to be a God somewhere. Y'all about to miss your shout cue. When you have an establishment with God, when the Lord is in your heart, mind, and soul, you will have a song of praise in the midst of your valleys, because the Lord has been good to you. The Lord has blessed you down
fail right now, you're saying within yourself, look at God. He may not come when you want him, but God is always on time.
So not only that, he said, if it is possible, as much as lies in you, live with peace with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourself, but rather give place unto wrath, for the written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Point number two this morning is evidence. Now Paul's saying, if it is possible, as much as lies in you, live at peace with all men. Paul said, the key word in that verse, if. There are some folk you just can't help. You get talked to, you're blue in the face. There's some folk that don't want no help. They don't want change. So Paul's saying now, as Christians, you do all that you can in order to bring real change in that person's life as well as in your own life. What he's saying, be mindful that there are some people who just doesn't want any help. Some people won't even believe when the evidence is right there before. So Paul's saying, don't lose your integrity. Don't lose your character. Because some folk will shut down on what you're trying to help them with. He said, once when you have done your part, leave the rest up to God. He said, don't you try to play God. Because you can't change anyone, but God can. He's saying in the text, he's saying now, you can challenge them, you can pray for them, you can love on them, you can show them the evidence that God has changed you, and because of your practical skills, because of your evidence, the fruit that you exemplify before them, it'll help them to change from going south to going north. Oh, church of the living God, that's why Paul declared in the text, don't render evil for evil. He said, when they hating on you, pray for them. When they trying to lift you up or trying to pull you down, you lift them up. Paul said in the text, you got to be the bigger person. Don't you let folk pull you down, and don't you behave like other people. You do better because God is in you. You got to see the evidence that's in the text. He said, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Therefore, if thy enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, shall he coal the fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Point number three is effectiveness. Effectiveness is a byproduct of order. Paul said, develop order among the group. He said, they hunger, feed. They thirst, give us something to drink. Paul said, your kindness will bring hot conviction within that person.
things accomplished because we whoop people with. And now Paul is trying to teach the church how to behave in the same manner. You want things accomplished? He said, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. At this point, Paul is using this analogy. It's like heaping hot coals upon your neighbor's head. Like in biblical days, inside someone else's house, if their fireplace wasn't lit right, and my fireplace was burning good, Paul encouraged me to take some of my coals from my fireplace, go over to my neighbor's house, and help them get their fire started in their fireplace, knowing that my neighbor hates my guts. Knowing that my neighbor has not spoken to me all week long. Knowing that my neighbor has prayed against me and tried to hurt me down through the years. But Paul's saying in the text, take some of the hot coals out of your fireplace and go over to help your struggling neighbor to heat up their home so that his wife can have a warm home and his children and grandchildren can enjoy the heat also. So Paul saying in the text, don't behave like other folk. He's saying in the text, God has been good to you. And because the Lord has been good to you, you ought to be able to show the evidence and exemplify the power of God. Oh, church of the living God, I'm glad this morning that the God that we serve, he's a forgiving God. He's a kind God. He's a wonderful God. He's a second chance God. That the God that we serve, he's a God of effectiveness. He will empower you to get the job done. So don't let evil overcome you. You overcome evil by doing good. And I love how Paul closed out this particular chapter. Paul saying, in other words, if you want to destroy your enemies, he's saying in the text, here's the formula how to hurt your enemy in the text. Paul said, this is how you can destroy an enemy in the text. This class 101, how to destroy an enemy in the text. Paul said, you want to get rid of an enemy? You want to hurt an enemy? You want to destroy an enemy? Guess what Paul said? Paul said in the text, befriend them. Lord, Paul said, if you want to get rid of an enemy, Paul said, befriend them. Lord have mercy. Paul said, make them your friend. Lord have mercy. Come on, church. Paul said, Paul, the same one that's trying to undermine you, the same one that's praying against you. Paul saying in the text, you ought to pause. You ought to, amen, have a moment of reflection and make that person your friend. Oh, church of the living God, I thank God this morning that whenever you have hindsight and you know you got some enemies in the family, but you prayed for them and you lifted them up in prayer, even though they are part of the family, but now they are your friend, and you know that prayer changes things and prayer changes people, and now it's your proclamation. Look at God. You know some folk on your job who are trying to hold you down and hold you back, who are trying to keep you under the rug, but you lifted them up in prayer and you got connected to them. Instead of being your enemy, right now they're your friend, and now at this moment you're saying, look at God. Oh, church of the living God, when you have hindsight, I mean, you look at even one of your siblings, they tried to undermine you, they tried to cross you up, but you went in prayer. You prayed for your brother. You prayed for your sister. And the same one that tried to cancel you. And not only they're your sibling, but but you can make the proclamation that they are your best friend. And now in the moment of reflection, you say, look at God. Oh, Church of the Living God, is there anybody in here this morning who can help Pastor White close this message? Whenever you look back over your life and you see the goodness of God, can that be your proclamation this morning? Look at God. Whenever you look back and see how good the Lord has been in your life, can that be your proclamation this morning? Look at God. Early this morning, when he woke you up this morning, clothed you and kept you in your right mind, that should have been your proclamation. Look at God. When you look at your spouse, your children, your grandchildren, you got a roof over your head, food on your table, shoes on your feet, clothing on your back. One more time, it should have been your proclamation. Look at God. Whenever you're able to inhale and exhale, whenever you're able to get up off of that ground and sit down on a pew one more time, it ought to be your proclamation this morning. Look at God. Whenever you have hindsight and realize how lost you were headed to hell, but you went in prayer. You asked God to save your soul, and the Lord did it. And it's your proclamation. Look at God. Oh, Church of the Living God, you paid your rent, you paid your mortgage, you paid your car note, you got food on the table, and at the end of the day, going into March, it's our proclamation. Look at God. It doesn't matter who in the White House, it's my proclamation. Look at God, because the Lord, he's a good God, he's a kind God, he's a God who will supply our every need. Yes, I'm glad about it this morning, that the God that we serve, they hung him high, they stretched him wide, he hung his head, for me he died, but that's not how the story ends. 3 days later, he rose again with all power, shouting power, preaching power, clapping power, dancing power. When Jesus got up, my soul got up. When Jesus got up, my joy got up. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to, and the world can't take it away. Say yes! Say yes! Say yes! Look at God early this morning. Look at God early this morning. Look at God. Say yes!
Maybe a man, you know, God said, I'm going to get him. You just... You just leave them alone. Just do everything you can, put them in your hand, and you go on about your business. Let us stand. It's 12 o'clock. Good job. Let's go. Good job. Let's go. 12 o'clock. This is your opportunity to come. This is your opportunity to come. This is your opportunity to come and say, God, I surrender. I come, God, so I can make that proclamation. Look at God. I need you, God, to make another, work another miracle on my behalf. When I look through the lens of faith, you've been there all the time. You've been protecting me. You've been providing for me through the lens of faith. And not only, God, through the lens of faith, I see you in the past, but God, I see you in the present. But my future's a little foggy. I can't so much rejoice about that future. It's clouded right now, clouded right now. And God, I want to come and get you to remove some stuff out of the way so I can see how bright my future is. All you need to do is just come. Come on and give me your hand, but give the rest to the Lord. And I declare and decree this morning, you make that proclamation. Look at God. If you're not saved, come on. Come on and give your life to Jesus. If you're saved and you want to come and repent of your sins, come, come, come. That's a good thing. Maybe you want to come and be a part of my church family. You want to come and be a part of Johnson Chapel Avenue Church? Come, come, come. You are in the right place at the right time. Come, come, come. Come on, come. Come, I walk with you. You don't have to walk by yourself, the neighbor walk with you. Come, come.